Welcome back to The Deep Dive, your essential shortcut to being well-informed. Before we jump into today's material, we really have to take a moment and thank the supporter that makes these deep dives possible, SafeServer. SafeServer cares for the hosting of this software and supports digital transformation. They ensure innovative projects, especially those focused on security and privacy like what we're discussing today, have the resources they need. You can find out more and support their mission at www.safeserver.de. So today, we're embarking on a pretty fascinating deep dive into something, well, incredibly common, editing PDFs. But this isn't just about any tool. We're looking at Bentop PDF. And the core of our discussion really revolves around a revolutionary concept, something that fundamentally changes how you should think about document security. I mean, think about it. Every day, you or maybe your colleagues, you upload highly sensitive information contracts, health records, financial reports to online services, often just for simple stuff like merging two documents or making a file smaller.
And that upload, that tiny moment when the file leaves your local machine and hits some remote server, that is the moment of maximum vulnerability. Our mission today really is to thoroughly unpack this concept of privacy-first client-side processing. We're going to show you why this seemingly simple technical detail, this architecture, is actually the key to enterprise-level security for pretty much anyone needing to manipulate documents on the fly. It all boils down to one question. What if your sensitive files never actually left your computer?
Okay, let's unpack this then. For the listener who might not be, you know, deep into network architecture, what is the default risk? The risk inherent in, say, 99% of online PDF tools, what we're calling the server-side model.
Right. So what's happening in that standard model is pretty straightforward. When you hit upload, your document gets packaged up, travels across the internet to the provider's server farm somewhere out there. That server then runs the code, you know, merging, splitting, compressing, whatever it is, and then it sends the finished file back to you. The key risk, the fundamental risk, is that your file, even for a short time, maybe just seconds, it resided on a machine owned and operated by someone else, a third party.
So even if the company says, oh, we deleted it immediately, they still possessed it, even for a moment. And that window of possession, that's the danger zone. It's a vulnerability. Could be server hacks, maybe internal data breaches, or even just unauthorized data logging by the company itself. Once it leaves your device, you've basically outsourced the control.
Precisely. And that's exactly why the central innovation here, the real aha moment with Bentop PDF, is this absolute commitment to being 100% client-side. It's like the processing factory is brought right to your desktop. The file never leaves your device. Never.
Okay, now, I get the security argument. That makes sense. But if the processing is happening locally, right there in my browser, doesn't that raise some immediate, maybe skeptical questions, like about speed and capability? Traditionally, we rely on these massive server farms because, well, they have more computational power, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what gives this tool the ability to handle potentially massive, complex PDF tasks locally and instantly?
That is the critical question, absolutely. Okay. And it's really where modern technological progress meets, like, privacy policy. This isn't just some philosophical choice. It's a technological leap because Bentop PDF leverages the power of modern web technologies, specifically these really high-powered JavaScript engines that are in every browser now, and foundational open source libraries that are highly optimized for the browser. Your local machine, your web browser, they're now robust enough to handle that computation. We're just not limited by dial-up era browsers anymore, you know?
Ah, okay. So here's where it gets really interesting then, because they've eliminated that whole round-trip time, the upload delay, the download delay, the local processing actually feels instantaneous. Is that right?
Exactly. The speed advantage is, frankly, tremendous, because often that processing delay you think you're experiencing with online tools, it's actually masked by the latency, the lag of internet transmission. And here's the crucial business advantage that stems directly from this architecture, because they don't have the massive infrastructure costs, right?
Yeah.
No huge bandwidth bills, no storage liabilities, none of the massive legal exposure that comes with holding user data.
They can afford to offer this, what sounds like an enterprise-grade toolkit, as completely free. Forever free.
Spot on. It's a foundational promise. They make no signups, no limits on use, unlimited processing, lightning speed. And it all stems from that simple technical fact. They never touch your data.
That transition from a kind of complex technical security detail to a really practical, massive user advantage, that's extremely compelling. Now, let's talk about formal security compliance. If a large institution, say a hospital or maybe a university, wants to use this, they need like ironclad assurance it meets global standards. How does this client-side model inherently comply with regulations like HIPAA, CCPA, GDPR?
Yeah, this raises a profoundly important question, especially for, you know, any C-suite executive or maybe your researcher listening. The short answer is compliance is achieved by default, simply because they have zero access to the user's data.
So the lack of data possession itself is the ultimate compliance officer. That's kind of neat.
Precisely. I mean, if we look at, say, HEPI, which is all about safeguarding sensitive patient health information in the U.S., if a standard server-side tool touches that patient data, that company instantly becomes a business associate.
Mm-hmm.
And that means they assume massive legal liability for any breach. They often need millions in security measures. But because Bento PDF never sees the file, never stores it, never transmits it, that entire liability barrier just vanishes instantly. And that's why the sources confirm the tool meets GDPR for EU data, CCPA for California privacy rights, and those Apatow safeguards. They don't have to try really hard to secure your data. They simply never have it in the first place.
Right. That distinction, the complete absence of liability, that must be why institutions are, well, probably quite quick to adopt solutions like this. Okay, so even if they don't see the document contents, what about tracking? How do they even know if the site is popular or being used?
They seem to maintain privacy really vigilantly there, too. They state very clearly they do not track personal information. They use something called simple analytics, but solely for anonymous visit counts. So they can tell, you know, a certain number of people visited the site on a given day, but they state clearly, we never know who you are. It seems to fulfill their need for basic internal metrics without compromising user anonymity at all.
And this commitment to transparency, it's beautifully reinforced by the project being open source, right? If they claim the files never leave the device, any skeptical developer can actually go look at the code and verify that.
Absolutely. And the sources highlight this. The project's on GitHub. It shows strong community backing, over 1.6 thousand stars, 103 forks last I checked, all under an Apache 2.0 license. This allows anyone, security CIRMs, curious developers, even competitors, to inspect the code base, to confirm that privacy promise is actually baked into the code, that there are no secret uploads or transmissions happening. That level of verifiable trust, it's paramount in today's security landscape.
And we see that trust reflected in the user community, don't we? The testimonials are incredibly telling, and they specifically focus on that privacy guarantee. I love Sarah L.'s observation. She calls it a lifesaver for my freelance work, specifically because she knows her confidential documents never get uploaded. That's peace of mind.
Yeah.
And Dr. Brixen, the researcher, explicitly says the client-side processing model is exactly what my institution recommends. That's a powerful endorsement, especially from sectors facing huge penalties for breaches.
And we even get a little bit of satirical feedback, which actually emphasizes their commitment to not tracking. We saw things like one-star reviews from something called Ad Tracker Pro complaining the site is broken because their ad blocker didn't block a single tracker.
Right.
And another user calling it useless for my data profile. It's kind of a humorous way to signal, look, we reject the data harvesting business model that funds so many competing tools out there.
That really grounds the benefits in reality. Okay, so let's talk about the tool itself. If they manage this level of security, do they have to sacrifice features? The outline says this is a comprehensive toolkit.
Oh, far from it. This is a robust, really mature platform. The sources indicate Bento PDF offers a massive feature set over 50 tools. 50. It covers virtually every organizational security and conversion need you might have for PDFs. It's not just some niche security solution. It's like an entire office suite just delivered privately.
Wow. Okay. 50 tools. That is massive functionality for a free private tool. To avoid just reading a checklist, maybe let's focus on some of the more advanced security and modification tools. Can you highlight a few key features that professionals would really rely on?
Certainly. Let's maybe look at three critical security-focused tools. Let's start with Flatten PDF.
Wait, okay, Flatten PDF. Why is flattening so critical, especially for, say, legal or institutional forms? What exactly does it prevent?
Right, flattening is essential because standard PDFs often contain dynamic elements.
Yeah.
Think form fields you can type into, interactive buttons, maybe annotations people added. When you sign or submit a document officially, you need those fields to become static, unchangeable, part of the permanent content. Flattening takes those dynamic bits and basically converts them into an uneditable image layer within the PDF.
Mm-hmm.
It permanently locks the document's content. It prevents manipulation, accidental changes later on, or even potentially malicious scripts that could be embedded in form fields after the document has been approved or submitted. It's a key step for document integrity.
Ah, that makes perfect sense. Locking it down. Okay. Now, you also mentioned tools for content removal and document hygiene, specifically redact content and sanitize PDF. Are those basically the same thing?
Good question. They serve different but related security functions. Redact content is about permanently removing sensitive visual information. So if you use the redaction tool to black out, say, a social security number or a client name, the underlying data isn't just covered up with a black box like some simple tools do. It is surgically and permanently removed from the file structure itself. It leaves only blank space where that data was.
Okay, permanently gone.
Permanently gone. Now, sanitized PDF, on the other hand, is more about container hygiene. You have to remember, a PDF is essentially a sophisticated container format. It can harbor hidden stuff, potentially unwanted or even malicious elements, things like executable scripts, embedded file attachments you didn't know were there, or maybe navigation history that you don't want distributed. Sanitize cleans all of that out. It strips the document down to its core valuable content. You can think of Sanitize as doing a deep cleaning of the file's internal structure, ensuring you're only sharing the visible information and absolutely nothing else hidden inside.
That's a crucial distinction. Wow. It sounds like a really necessary step before sending almost any external document to a third party, honestly. Besides security, the sources mention some complex organizational tools too, like alternate and mixed pages, which sounds complicated, and posterized PDF. What are those about?
Yeah, alternate and mix is actually a really powerful feature, especially if you're merging reports where you need to interleave pages from two different documents. So you want page one from the original, page one from the revision, page two from the original, page two from the revision, and so on. It automates that interleaving process. Posterized PDF, well, as the name suggests, it prepares a very large PDF, like a big blueprint or maybe a scientific poster, by automatically splitting it into smaller standard letter size pages. It adds overlap marks so you can easily print it on a standard desktop printer and then assemble the full poster.
The toolkit is clearly designed for power users, but also seems built for organizations needing control. And speaking of organizations, the deployment flexibility is worth noting too. How can large institutions use this private tool and still guarantee like 100% internal network control?
Right. Because it is open source, organizations can run it completely offline, entirely within their own network perimeter, using Docker. It's quite straightforward. The sources even provide the command to show how simple it is. You can run it locally on, say, port 3000, using Docker run NEASDP 3000.a0, bentop DDF.latest. This means that privacy promise, it extends from the individual user right up to the enterprise level. They can guarantee those sensitive files never, ever leave the corporate intranet.
And for that internal company use, or maybe educational institutions, they even offer something called Simple Mode.
They do, yeah. Simple Mode is designed specifically to maximize focus and reduce any internal friction or confusion. When you activate it, it hides all the branding, the marketing stuff, the SAQs, testimonials, even the footer. It just creates this clean, distraction-free environment that looks and feels like a dedicated internal company tool. It's actually a pretty elegant solution for enterprise adoption, making it look less like a public website.
That's a really thoughtful detail. Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive, the crucial takeaway for you, the listener, the learner, is this complete paradigm shift here. Benta PDF really proves that you no longer have to trade security for functionality or vice versa. It offers genuine enterprise-level PDF capability. We're talking over 50 tools, but with consumer-level privacy. And it achieves this by moving the file processing entirely off the vulnerable server and onto your secure local browser. It's fast, it's free, and it's verifiable because it's open source.
And this, well, frankly, revolutionary architecture prompts a final thought for reflection, perhaps. If complex, multifunctional tools like this can operate entirely client-side without compromising speed or security, in fact, actually enhancing both what other types of common digital tasks, maybe things like simple video editing or detailed photo manipulation or even light data analysis, what else could and perhaps should be migrated off remote servers and brought back to the local browser? It really raises the bar, I think, for what we should demand from every web service we use in terms of privacy and control.
That's certainly something to mull over the next time you hover over that upload button somewhere. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive, and a huge thank you once again to our dedicated supporter, SafeServer. They provide hosting and support to digital transformation. Find out more at www.safeserver.de. We'll see you next time.